All right, Joey Savacci. First of all, good second motor charge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. First of all, before that, it seems like your bike is like making a whirring noise, or like, is it different? Is there something going on?
That's what everyone says. I don't know. I have earplugs in, so
it seems different from before.
Okay. I don't know. They might have changed something.
Okay.
They might have. I don't know. Okay. Honestly, I don't know.
Second of all, when you get a bad start like you did in Moto 1, this place is... Oh, wow, okay. Tell me what happened. Well, but this place is tough, right?
Honestly, like, you couldn't... I don't think you could have made a scenario for me worse than what the first lap was in the first moto. Because, like, my start wasn't great, but I came around the first turner okay, and we got over that first jump and before the rollers, before Horsepower Hill, and somebody on Yamaha, like, got cross-rutted and came across and took my front wheel and hit it. So, obviously, like, I lost all my drive, and, dude, I swear I got passed by 12 guys. And then that
almost
next...
Like you didn't go down.
Yeah, almost went down. But then that next left, and then, like, that drop down into that left, there was, like, a five-man pile-up, but they all shuffled to the inside, so I went outside. And somebody from the inside got whiskey and came into the outside and crashed and then collected me, and then I was stuck, like, 50-50 on the berm, and I couldn't get unstuck.
This is quite a lap.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I was like, okay, it's not a terrible start. And in the span of three corners, I was just like... What happened? Okay. So, yeah, it was tough.
So once you get going, tough to do anything on this place, right?
Yeah, it feels like this year especially, I don't know. Obviously, I didn't race outdoor last year, but it's a little bit ruddy in spots, quite a few spots. It's like, the watering job in the morning was so wet that they got ruts. And then, it's hard to pass. And I don't know. Like
I think prep maybe a little bit, but also just track, right?
So I mean, it's... areas where it's those dog legs and you can't do anything.
Second moto, though, like I said, you tracked up some guys, caught some guys. I mean, you were happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, from where we're at, I guess I have to be happy, right? Obviously, I want more, but it hasn't been easy. Yeah. You know, there's been things that we've just been struggling with that, unfortunately for us, is not an overnight fix. Second moto was better. I definitely was a little flat, and then kind of caught a lapper at a bad spot in the last lap, and I think Ryder D got me back the last lap.
Oh, so. He did? So I walked away, so I didn't even see that. I'm here thinking about how good you rode, and then now you're pissed, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, like I said, it is what it is.
All right. I mean, look, again, ups and downs, so two solid motos today, and although that first lap sounds wild, so you'll take it.
Yeah, I have to, right? Like I said, it's hard. As somebody who wants to do better and knows my ability is better, sometimes I just have to be okay with where we're at and try to take the little bits of, hey, this was a little bit better, or we made, some positive gains here. And, we have to be, and, we have a two-week break now, so we'll try to work on some things and try to finish the last three on a better note.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Thanks.